You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Kispert, Bridges, DiVincenzo, Jalen Williams, and Brandon Miller are all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It's Friday, March 29th. We're talking DraftKings, and we have a very difficult slate. Not a ton of value yet to speak of. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, follow me on Twitter. And then it's baseball season, folks. The promo code is DINGER. Get 30% off any MLB package that you want at Stochastic, whether that's lineup generator, sims, you want a weekly package, a monthly package, you get projections, ownership, top stacks, top pitchers, premium Discord, and more. Link in the description or head straight over to stochastic.com. Use the promo code DINGER when you check out and get yourself 30% off whichever package you choose on the MLB side. First up at number five, I have Kyle Kuzma, power forward, center eligible, 8,300, projected for 45. The goal is 53. He's in the winning lineup 20% of the time. Should play around 36 minutes, and he gets to do that against one of the worst teams in basketball, the Detroit Pistons. 1.25 fantasy points per minute for Kuzma, 25 real points, 7 boards, 4 assists, a stock and a half. Happy to get there. He's the best player on the team, and if Cade Cunningham sits for the Pistons, he's probably the best player in the entire game. Rashawn Holmes is hurt for the Wizards today, which means Marvin Bagley should get the start. Center only, 4,800, projected for 32. The goal is 35. He's in the winning lineup 21% of the time. I went 27 minutes. He'll be close to a 1.2 fantasy point per minute guy in this spot. Oh yeah, revenge narrative alert here. 16 points, 8 rebounds, an assist, plus a stock and a half. He was on the Pistons to start this season. He's on the Wizards right now, and he looks like a top five play. Jordan Poole in at number three. That's three straight Wizards. Point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6,800, projected for 38. The goal is 45. Winning lineup, 21% of the time. All of these guys share the same thing. Facing the Pistons is awesome. And they're actually 4.5-point favorites in this game. Now, Poole's got a 29% usage, should play around 32 minutes, 1.2 fantasy points per minute here. Because Tyus Jones isn't around, big time assist rate bump. 21 points, almost 6 assists, 3 boards, and a stock and a half. I want to get to as much of the Washington Wizards as I can. I also want to get to Miles McBride, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 5,800, projected for 29. The goal is 40. He's in the winning lineup 22% of the time. I got him in for 42 minutes, and he's in a great matchup. Huge pace-up spot against San Antonio, bottom 10 defense as well. 14 points, 3.5 boards, 3.5 assists, 2 stocks, and it's not out of the realm of possibility that Miles McBride never leaves the floor today. That is in the cards. There aren't a lot of guys you could say that about. The eyes will roll on this one, but remember, it's early. We have no value. Aaron Nesmith, 4,900, shooting guard, small forward eligible, projected for 27. The goal is 35. He's in the winning lineup 23% of the time. The price just continues to fall. He hasn't been playing well, but we saw Nesmith be in and around a 0.85 to 0.9 guy earlier this year, and I don't think this recent run shows him in the right light. 14 points, 4 boards, an assist and a half, a stock and a half, in a pace-up spot against the Los Angeles Lakers. The flexibility of his price and position is everything. Will he be number one at 6 o'clock tonight when I start NBA Live Before Lock? No. There will be more value on this slate. But is he number one right now? Sure is. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Friday, March 29th. FanDuel version is around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.